UCL Library Services, Special Collections. Podcast 8. Treasures from the Collections in Architecture and Art. De Architectura by Marcus Vitruvius Pollio.
I'm Adrian Forte. I'm Professor of Architectural History at the Bartlett in UCL. The Bartlett is the architecture department in UCL. Vitruvius was writing in the first century BC and produced the only surviving book about architecture from antiquity. And this book was kept in manuscript form throughout the intervening years and through the Middle Ages and was well known. But when printing began in the late 15th century, the printing of Vitruvius became very popular, and there are a number of printed editions of this Roman text. This is an edition of Vitruvius produced in 1521 by Cesariano, and this is by far the most spectacular, lavish edition of Vitruvius to have appeared up to that point. This is really a kind of Renaissance coffee table book. This is a translation into Italian. And so this is the first time that Vitruvius becomes available in a vernacular contemporary language, and in a sense, therefore, also makes it more available to a wider audience. You know, this is the sort of book that rich people would have collected. This wasn't a book that would have circulated amongst architects. It's would have been far too expensive, far too high quality for that. Basically, you know, they're working from the old manuscript of Vitruvius, and this is a kind of fabulous re-edition of it, reworking, you know, something that was really originally just, you know, a pile of written text, and making it into something that's visual, that, you know, you can turn over the pages and look at these absolutely spectacular pictures. The famous illustrations in this book are the pictures of the Vitruvian man. One of the arguments in Vitruvius's book is that the proportions of classical buildings are based upon the human figure, that you can derive all the proportional relationships in a building from the measurements of the human figure. These illustrations here are setting out to show in enormously elaborate detail what Vitruvius only describes in a rather schematic way. So we have this wonderful kind of elaboration of the geometric relationship of hands, limbs, all drawn out on a grid here to show how all dimensions can be related to the human figure. This sense that this is an original that has been in existence for almost 500 years and still looks incredibly fresh and sharp in absolutely, you know, near perfect condition. It's really moving, I think.
Drawings of Pathological Conditions by Sir Robert Carswell.
I'm Lucy Lyons and I'm an artist and academic. For me, it was the Carswell collection which was incredibly important to my work. I've used this material by looking at somebody who was an artist first and foremost and then became a medic, who used drawing as a way of understanding medicine, as a way of understanding pathology, but he first of all used the terminology delineation, which was very significant in my work. Carswell has written many times that he saw delineations as a way of communicating understanding, not as art in the way that a drawing might be seen as art. He saw this as a very particular way of expressing and communicating precise understanding of particular diseases. This is a delineation made in 1829. Carswell spent 4 years from 1822 looking at the poor hospitals in France, specifically in Paris, and he made over 1,000 delineations in a period of 4 years, which is quite astonishing. So he actually spent time with the people, with the patients, understanding their illnesses, not just generic examples. These are particular, specific examples. This is a depiction of psoriasis. Not only is it an incredibly useful medical example to show us an example of psoriasis, but what he's done is spent time with a person with psoriasis. It's not just, here is a disease, I'm showing you this medically. What he's showing us is this lady's version of psoriasis, her experience of psoriasis. And in that sense, he's dignified her. She is not just the illness, she is a person. He's gone into great detail showing us not only the absolute clarity of this disease, but he is showing us her little earring, and he's making the significant point that this is a human being, this is somebody who looks like this and is experiencing this. So in that sense, this was a very important piece for me, because I feel sometimes there's an element of dignity that is sometimes lost when we're seeing medical imagery and medical aspects are being explained to us. What sometimes is forgotten is they are part of somebody's experience. And this tells us that in a very unusual way, not normally perceived by medical illustrators of the time. I don't think the realization has come yet of how important this collection is. It's probably the last significant medical work before the use of microscopes became most popular. This is pure observational drawing, but not just by an artist who then became a medic.